This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Social Security benefits are of great help in your older years. But at what age should you start taking those benefits? Get some expert advice on this from certified financial planner Byron Moore on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
When should you begin taking your Social Security benefits? Should you opt to begin your benefits as early as possible, which usually means age 62? Or should you wait until your normal retirement age, which may vary from, say, 66 to 67 these days? Or maybe you should wait until the last possible minute, age 70. Well, the first thing you should do is get your facts straight. You can start by going to www.ssa.gov. Setting up an account and obtaining a report from Social Security of what your specific benefits will be at the various ages that you can take them. Before looking at the particulars of early or late benefits, I think it's helpful to determine what you're trying to achieve. Here's at least two objectives that I commonly see. The first is some people want to win the contest. They see themselves as having paid into the Social Security system for all their working lives, and now they want to get the most out of it. Others just want to be done. These folks see Social Security as their ticket to the world of non-work. It feels like a lot of free money, so why not take it now? Well, I would encourage another view. You should take Social Security in whatever way maximizes your happiness and your security. Any other approach will see the motivation for that approach fade into the sunset while the longer-lasting issues of happiness and success grow larger and larger all the time. So let's consider broadly some options that I've seen when taking Social Security benefits. The first is you could take your benefits early. Age 62 is generally the earliest someone can begin taking Social Security retirement benefits. If you do choose to take benefits at age 62 or any time before your normal retirement age as defined by Social Security, two things are going to happen. First, if you work and earn enough money, your benefits are going to get hammered if you're too young. It gets complicated, but for an example, if a 63-year-old starts taking Social Security benefits and also works and earns more than $15,000 or $16,000 in that given year, he'll give up a dollar of Social Security benefits for every $2 that he earns. That's a big tax. And even if you don't work at a wage-earning job, your benefit is reduced pro rata for every month that you retire prior to the normal retirement age. For anyone born after 1960, their normal retirement age is going to be 67. So if you would have received $1,000 on a monthly basis from Social Security beginning at age 67, but you desire to retire early, age 62, you're going to be looking at a 30% reduction in your benefits. Your monthly check would be closer to $700 rather than $1,000. Hey, this is a big topic, so let's finish next week by considering what happens if you either choose to take benefits at the normal time or you choose to delay. For now, just remember that your choice of what to do should not be based on a math formula, but on what you believe will make you the happiest and the most secure. Sometimes there's a big difference. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.